Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The number one trait women look for in a man is a sense of humor. And if you don't think you have one, guess what? Yes, you do. And I can reach my tiny little hand down deep inside of you and pull it out. I've worked with hundreds of men and we've got their banter game up to where women are responding. They're not getting ghosted, they're getting dates, and they're getting, you know, something else. And if your profile isn't in shape to even start bantering with someone online in the first place, I can help you there too. So if you want to knock more than just your socks off, go to kristenandchill.com. If you banter better, you'll date better.
Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick.
Coming up on this week's episode of the Ask Women podcast, Kristen is late. I have to start the show and I freak out. Master P is in the house with us. And Sarah from Equinox Gym are talking to us about jealousy, how to handle jealousy, what's appropriate for jealousy, and then providing the female perspective on men who are jealous. Do we like them? Do we not like them? Do we keep them? Do we kick them out? Listen to this week's episode to find out. Hey guys, welcome to the Ask Women podcast. I am Marnie and your co-host, Kristen, is running a little bit late. I got a partial message from her that didn't really give me much info, but she wrote, trying to find whose it is, leaving as soon as I find this a-hole. Okay, he moved. I'm on my way. I don't know what needs to move, what a-hole this was, but then she told me she's going to be about 15 minutes late. So while we're waiting for Kristen, because Playboy is like tight on their schedule, they like are very serious about you being in here on time. I have Master P with me as my voice of man, but also my voice of Kristen. So kind of the same thing.
Well, I'm going to play a double-sided person for you.
Okay. You're going to be a man and a woman?
No. I'm just going to be the man.
You're going to be the man. Okay.
I'm going to be the man.
You are the man. I can tell you're the man. Every time that you come in and stalked our show, I look at you and think like, that's a man.
I've been stalking you.
You have been stalking me. I like it.
Yeah.
And you do it in a very confident way. So I'm not creeped out yet.
What you mean creeped out?
Pop in for our show, see who we are, make a joke, leave. You're pretty mysterious.
You know, that's how real men do it.
That is how real men do it.
No, you got to hunt what you want.
Tell me more about that.
What, honey?
Yeah. Well, like, what's your way of doing this? Like, what is your ammo?
I got to see what I want first.
Okay.
I got to check it out. And if I see what I want, then I got to get my spear and I got to catch it.
And how do you do that?
I'm just playing.
So you're stabbing women. That's your method. This is not a good lesson for the guys.
No, look, you got to make sure what you want and see how it works. See how it operates. See how you operate. See how.
Okay. How do you make sure what you want? Because a lot of guys want everything.
Everything. What do you mean everything?
They want every. Oh, it's a pretty girl. There's boobs. There's teeth. Wow. Like they want everything.
I might want brains.
Okay.
So I came to see how intelligent you were.
So it takes time for you to figure out if you want something?
Yeah. Because, you know, something could look good and then don't have no brains. Then it's like, it's a waste.
Okay. And then afterwards, you take the spear.
Now I'm just letting y'all know.
No, I know. I'm just kidding.
I'm
totally joking.
I was coming to, you know, see what was going on, see you doing your thing, you know.
And no, I appreciate it.
A lot of women conversation going on over here in this room. And I'm like, you know what? Hey, we need to blend it a little bit to see what's going on.
Yeah, I like the blending.
On the other side.
Well, tell people about your show on Playboy.
Yeah, it's doing the most, and we do the most.
Well, don't come on and say that.
We just do the most. It's about relationships. It's about, it's about sports. It's about life.
From your perspective, or do you have other guests on the show?
I have other guests come on, but it's a Master P perspective.
Okay. That's cool. And so what typically is your perspective? Like, if you were to give it in a little nutshell, what's your point of view on the world?
You know, like you said, most people are not satisfied. Why?
Are you satisfied?
No, not right now.
Really? Why not?
I just not.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Just I want too much.
Okay. Well, you just made fun of people before for wanting too much, and now you
I was just
too
playing.
Much? Okay.
I want the real.
Okay. Have you had the fake in the past?
Everybody have.
Okay.
You know, that's why I'm on my own now.
Okay.
I'm enjoying life right now. That's why I can roam around.
That's awesome.
And look and see.
What are you doing to try and find the real?
Nothing. I'm just working. I think it should find.
So you're not really going after what
you want. No. I think it should, whatever's supposed to happen, it should happen.
Okay.
Where you should be in the right place at the right time and the magic happens. It should happen.
But the right stuff happens at the right time, as long as you are also being in that right space and being a good way. Like what you were saying before, most people just don't take notice of the world around them.
Yeah, well, I think most men, they want the best frame. So sometimes the best frame might not have all the best pieces.
Right. Like huge boobs. She'll topple over if you start walking with her to places that have rough floors.
Yeah.
Yeah, no good. No good. We also have Sarah back in studio with us from Equinox. Because this, I'm just going to try and plug Equinox as much as possible because you have taken off time from Equinox.
I have.
And this is a work thing. So you got to like get people to sign up.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're invading Hollywood.
Right. And if you do sign up, use my name and then I get free months.
Exactly.
And then I will love you because that's how I stay fit as your wing girl. So it's really important for me to work out. I wanted to talk to you guys today about, I know we have you for such a short period of time. That's why I'm trying to
reach through. Why you didn't sign me up at Equinox under your account?
Do it. If you sign up for Equinox, use my name.
I'm coming off for your family and friends account.
So I don't even have
a family.
She doesn't have one.
Right. Why?
Because I have no friends at Equinox. These people are not very nice at the Equinox that I go to. I have no friends there.
None.
No, I've been there for 2 months. This is a very long time for me to not have like my best bud somewhere.
Wow.
And I have no friends there. Friendly. And I'm actually becoming friendly with the staff because everyone's great
there. Have me now.
Yeah. Well, which one do you go to?
You're going to go to the Hollywood one.
Hollywood one.
Yeah.
Yeah. See there.
We're,
now you're
getting... opening the brand new location and we're going to join you.
Amazing.
Okay.
We'll do this all off the air.
And then we'll get Marnie a free month.
Yes. I like that. But I wanted to talk to you guys today about jealousy. I actually just did before I came here. Ask Men is doing these new like videos on Facebook that are live Q&As.
Yeah.
And so I'm one of the, I don't know, experts for Ask Men. And they asked me what I thought about jealousy. Okay, so here's the context of the question that they were asking. The guy had written in and said, I've been with my girlfriend for 2 years, and she has this really close-knit group of friends. Most of them are married or in relationships. And this one dude who's married, every time that he sees her, he comes up to her and pinches her nipples. And he says, I can't stand it. I'm jealous of it. I'm angered by it, but I don't know how to handle the situation. So
that's his girl and somebody else pinching her nipples.
Yeah. And but does it to every other girl in this group of friends? And
you
he's been doing it since like grade school.
My girl nipple.
Okay. You can't pinch my nipples.
See? But she and seems to be okay with man. It. She seems to be okay with it.
You're gonna have a problem with me if you pinch my girl nipple.
So what would you do in this situation?
I mean,
to not rock the boat with the friendship or the girl?
No, it gotta be one way.
Okay. Spears.
Yeah, the spears.
To me, it's the girl's responsibility to have set that boundary.
Yeah, you got
to
have some
completely.
But what if she's okay? This is the thing. She's okay with it. She's like, no, this, I'm fine with it. That's my friendship.
Well, what else is she doing with this guy?
I don't know.
If somebody let you pinch their nipples.
Right. I think there's a bigger boundary discussion happening.
Well, this is for him. So let's like answer for him. Because I think, here, I'll give you some context
what
as well.
What he should do?
Yeah, what he should do. And actually, let's take a step back.
You really want my
really?
Answer. What should he do?
Yeah.
I think he should go and punch him in the face. No, I'm just
like, what kind of serious?
I'm just saying that's disrespect.
I think he should
think
go
so
to
too.
His girl and he should say, this makes me really uncomfortable. I don't like it. Can we not do this?
What if she says, no, you know, he's been doing this forever. I'd feel really weird asking him not to do this.
Well,
and
to
his
me,
wife
that
is
doesn't
totally
really
fine.
Have the basis for a long-term relationship. If I mean, if that's a deal breaker, no, he must pinch my nipples. We've been doing it for 15 years.
Right.
Like, okay, what's more important, the nipple pinching or your man's feelings?
Right. Right. No, I agree with you. So the other question is, what do you guys think in general about jealousy?
Jealousy.
How to handle jealousy. Is jealousy healthy?
It's definitely not healthy because a lot of people, if you're jealous, that means you're insecure.
Mm-hmm. Comes from a bad place.
And if you're insecure, the relationship will not last.
Okay. So what would you advise people to do if they find themselves in that position?
You got to find somebody that you trust. That's it. The relationship is not going to work.
So you think that it's about the relationship that they're in?
No. I think it's about them. I have a girlfriend who's deeply jealous in every single relationship. She's cool when she's out of a relationship. The minute she gets back in one, 2 weeks later, she starts going crazy again. It is deeply within her, and it is only her. It happens with every dude. The dudes are replaceable.
It's the root.
Yep.
It's her.
Mm-hmm. So what
she's
does she
bad
do?
Woman.
What is
she? She's a bad woman. She's a bad woman.
She's not a bad woman.
Are you a bad woman?
No.
Huh?
I get jealous.
Why you get jealous? That means you're not handling your business. If you're handling your business.
I think it's hot when I'm jealous. Why? I've been in my relationship for 12 years. I'm not going over and spearing women in the face, but I like when I have a little pinge of jealousy when I see
but
my husband.
Exists. Jealousy exists.
You're married?
It's a mutual emotion.
You're married? I apologize, man. I was not stalking her. I just wanted to be
careful.
I didn't know she was married.
I'm sorry for flipping her nipples.
I didn't know she
was. I won't do it again. I won't do it again.
No, but think about it, right?
Yeah.
If somebody's jealous, it's just going to make everything bad.
I agree. I will tell you a story about the beginning of my relationship with my husband. So for me, I'm kind of like this girl. Like my friends don't flip my nipples, but we are a very close group of friends. There's a lot of guys that I'm friends with. And for me, female-male friendship and interaction and touching and hugging and all that stuff is just what I do. It's how I've been brought up. And it's the way that I've always carried myself in front of guys. I can flirt with them for fun, for friendship. It never meant anything to me. My husband has a different background. So for me, when I first started dating my husband and we would go out to a bar, and I was still new to LA as well, I was never looking for other guys. But if I was talking to somebody else at the bar or wherever we were, I would touch them in some way, whether it was a guy or a girl. And I would give out my number because I wanted new friends in Los Angeles. And that
No, you wanted
last.
Something else.
No, at that point,
you know what?
To be
For
honest,
real,
I didn't.
If you touching a guy and you giving him your phone number, that ain't no friends.
I know, but that's your point of view. My point of view from where I... And we got into huge fights about it.
You should have. Because you're going to make this man mad. Like, I just gave this guy my number. Like, really? So what he going to call you? He want to talk to you about what?
But then that's... But I'm just okay. This show is to let men know how women think. And I actually just put out an article the other day that was talking about, like, did you know that women can actually be friends with men? Like, we actually see them as friends, not
okay,
sexual
so let me explain something to you, right? So in college, I had a friend played on the basketball team with me, but he was messing with this other guy, girl. But when he see the guy, he'll say, oh, this is my little sister. So they were sleeping together, but the guy didn't even know because they supposed to have been like brother and sister. No, I'm just saying, like, you know, think about it. You let your girl go off with somebody else and hanging out with her, and you thinking that's her big brother or her friend because they went to school together or something, and he's actually hitting it.
Yeah, well, that girl's fucked up.
Yeah. No,
I'm doing, like, for me, I was like, I'm doing this right in front of you. I'm okay with this because for me...
That person's still going to have some type of feelings towards you.
Yeah, that's their responsibility.
Well, how you going to stop it?
How
if
am I going to stop it? I'm
going
to say, you're not going to pinch these nipples.
What?
Don't touch them.
What?
And then I'll say, obviously, you're misunderstanding.
I mean, if I'm able to pinch your nipples, then I'm thinking, well, obviously, she wants something else.
Right. Maybe, but that's you.
Let me pinch your nipple.
Fine,
see
do
what
it.
Happens.
See? Oh, my husband. No!
I must have got super uncomfortable right now. I was
she
like, oh,
can't Sarah, you can do it. It's totally fine.
Wait, why can she do it and I can't do it?
Well, I don't know. Why can't, why?
You know, why does it matter?
Oh, now you're all over the place.
No, I'm just saying.
Your advice.
You was going to let me pinch your nipples and then you change your mind because and you say it's cool for her.
I mean, this is all about entertainment. No. Off air, I would be very different.
Why?
I would definitely let you pinch my nipples.
You wouldn't let me do it? No, I thought you said you would.
Why? You're being confusing. I'm being confusing. What's the message here?
No. The message is,
yes,
jealousy will end the relationship.
It can't. Unchecked, it will. I think jealousy in a small degree is going to exist because we're humans.
100%.
It happens. But unchecked, run rampant, that shit will end everything.
Well, what do you think about what I had to say? Like, keep in mind, when I first met my husband, I was quite young. So for me, sexuality was what I used to meet people and build
How
my
did
friendship.
You do that?
By flirting and touching people.
Wow.
I carry myself differently now, but I don't know.
When was that? How many years ago?
Like when I was 24, so like 2 years ago.
Really?
Hey, what's wrong with you?
I'm just saying. No,
a while ago. I don't know how long it was.
When was I? When you was doing all this stuff?
A long time ago. I've been with my husband for like 12 years or something. So a long time ago when I was dating him. First started dating him. Wait, I'm not that old. Hold on. Do not do that math. That's not how old I am. Because that's not how old I am. But that's how far back it was. And I will be honest.
But you changed when you found. You changed when you found a good man.
Right. I did not change because I found a good man. I changed because we had endless fights about it. And had I been older and that was my value that I was okay with, I wouldn't have ended up being with him.
You didn't change because it upset him?
No, because he didn't.
He changed you. Think about it. He changed
I changed
her.
Because I did my own research and started getting a better understanding of different ways that
Stop
I
Stop being
be.
Political. You changed because that man made show that that's what his value.
No, he I still like fight that. Him on this. No, we still no. bring up this conversation.
Man, I need to talk to you. Call in.
We don't have callers on our show.
I need to call in.
But I will say.
Call in and talk to me.
That how he handled the situation was horrible.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Why?
Because even when we were saying at the beginning of the show, like what you said was perfect about how to bring up that topic. He didn't bring it up that way.
He probably didn't know how.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about this? What about this?
Also, when it comes from such an insecure place, you don't know how to say it.
Yeah. Like, for sure.
But what about this? What about all the older boyfriends you have? If they hit it, then they see you. Now you got a boyfriend or a husband, and they still think they could get it. Would that be jealousy if one of them call you?
One of my ex-boyfriends called me?
Yeah.
To do what?
I don't know. Like
if I still had a friendship with one of my ex-boyfriends?
Yeah.
I don't.
This is interesting because my best friend is one of my ex-boyfriends.
Oh, hold on.
I know. It's not weird between us because we've been friends for so long, but I know it has to be
You wouldn't come
weird.
By my house.
It has to be
you couldn't, you
weird
couldn't,
for the people I date.
You couldn't do that in my
I
house.
Couldn't come right. by your house with him?
No, exactly.
Or, well, yeah. I mean,
what? Oh, you're getting kicked out now. Kristen's here.
Man, Kristen, don't kick me out.
Who is this a-hole that you were trying to move? I did. It was like a broken message.
Hi. Is this mic on? I can't tell. Okay. My first in the world, and we're having construction in the hallways, redoing the hallways, and they're basically just workers parking their cars because there's nowhere else to park their cars, but they're nowhere to be found. Yeah. Because occasionally I see them like around.
Jealous, Kristen?
Are they jealous?
You.
Are you jealous?
In a relationship.
Are you a jealous person?
No, not just
Yes.
You jealous? You be like,
they have jobs.
Guy.
I don't have jobs.
Wow.
You're jealous of people with jobs?
No, I'm jealous of my boyfriend because he has a job, but that's literally... No, I don't get jealous in relationships. If anything, I want him to be more out there and get more attention by women.
Would your boyfriend be jealous if another man pinched your nipples that was a friend of yours?
Wait, would my boyfriend be jealous?
Yeah.
See that?
He's jealous. I'm not jealous.
All right.
Would you be jealous if a girlfriend of his came up and grabbed his balls?
No. I honestly, the only thing I'm jealous of are women with great bodies.
Grabbing his balls?
No. Like they could touch him. I just want their bodies.
They could touch him and you wouldn't be jealous.
No, because he's like, he has no
game
at all.
Anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
If he was like a hot player or something and I was into those guys, maybe I would be jealous, but he's a loser, essentially.
You can't talk about this man like that.
Yes, I can. I talk to his face like that. Yeah. He would talk to my face like that, too.
No wonder
this
he has no game.
Relationship life. Okay, one thing I want to say about this topic is I know that Mr. P has to go for a Playboy meeting, and he's like 15 minutes late, but I feel like you'd run that meeting anyway, right? No, I'm just kidding. But this is what I think about the overall topic that we're discussing of jealousy. And I do want to say, like, I love that you have a very firm value and boundary on what you're willing to accept and not accept. And I think that that is fantastic. So there isn't really a right answer to whether or not you can and can't be jealous, or whether or not you can and cannot let a person touch another person. It's whatever feels right and is right for you.
Yeah.
And the best way, exactly like what Sarah said, to approach the situation is to calmly confront the other person and say, vulnerably, so this is how I feel about the situation. Here's what's going on. I would like you to stop.
But
and
who
you have
is
to hear what they're
calmly
saying.
Say that to the girlfriend after somebody else grabbed her boobs,
right?
Another man. Like,
but who's grabbing boobs? Who are we talking about here?
I did like this Ask Men Q&A, and somebody wrote in a question saying, like, his girlfriend in their circle of friends, they have a guy who like twists everybody's nipples, and his
okay. This
totally
guy's a perv,
okay,
and why are you friends with him?
I think so too. Listen,
and he's not black because he'd be in jail. Real. He can't be black grabbing boobs. Like,
no, if you were like white and you had one black dude in your group just grabbing boobs, that would be fine. They'd be like, oh, it's the black dude. He can get away with it. He's got a hard history. Like, let him grab the boobs. Yeah.
You know what? I'm not jealous, but I'm not going to let nobody do that to my girl.
I don't think that anybody should. The advice that I gave on this Q&A was, number one, to talk to your girlfriend, see what she thinks about it. And then I also gave the female perspective of, sometimes it's also hard to say to a person that's been doing something for so long, stop it. It's sadly, sometimes it's just easier. That's the truth, that it's easier just to not say anything, even though it might annoy you.
Well, that's a conversation in itself, because a lot of times we as women let some things slide for a real long time we shouldn't, and then when we finally say something, guys are like, whoa, why are you being such a bitch? And it's like, okay, well, I'm tired of 15 years of you making comments about
but you let it go.
Exactly.
You let it go.
So you
but the reason you let it go is because you know if you say something, it's going to be a problem. Right? And so you just let it go because you don't want to cause a problem, because guys react so childishly.
Well, I'm about to go. I can't stalk
guys. Like, I don't know about guys being children, but I gotta go.
I've been stalking y'all for a couple of days, but you know, now I found out she have a husband, so I can't stalk
him.
You should have kept that a secret.
I know. This is my problem.
That she is.
I do it for my website.
I was stalking her.
Everybody know.
I was stalking her, like, for real. Like, man.
It's the love now. We can be like brother and sister.
Don't do it.
That's real sexy.
I don't know. Wait, one final thing with the Q&A that I said. That the guy could also go up to the other guy and say, like, dude, like, what are you doing flipping nipples of all the women in the group? Like, you approach the guy, you don't get
the
mad at him, but you just...
He shouldn't have friends. Enough? How come I don't have friends, but this guy has friends?
Maybe you should start pinching some nipples or, like, flicking some tips.
No, it's not worth it. I'd rather be alone than pinch nipples.
Tip nipples.
Waiting on me at restaurants. I tip a lot of nipples.
Yeah. That's how we work here. Thank you so much for being
Thank
on our show. I know you have to go.
Yes.
Please tell people how to find your show and how to watch
it. Doing the most. And then, you know, you hit me at Master P.
Master P.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It'd be a whole different thing if it was Master PP.
That's his next show.
Yeah.
Or when he's like 60.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Oh, you can go back to your chair now.
I like this chair.
You do?
I'm gonna stay here for right now.
Oh, wow.
So we have a guest coming.
We do. I think you're Neil, right?
No.
No, you're not Neil. What the hell? We got ditched. Well, good thing Mr. P was here then.
Yeah.
He stepped in. Mm-hmm. All these comedians think they're like, really
Neil,
cool.
He didn't book me on a show. Now he didn't show up. Got a bad report.
What's wrong with people? I don't understand.
It's annoying.
Okay, now that it's just
if he walked in right now, I would pinch his nipples.
Mr.
Just
P
for being,
or for
Neil, for being late.
Would you pinch Mr. P's, Master P's nipples?
Yeah,
because he would be okay with it.
Yeah, he would let me.
Yeah,
sure.
I think he would let all of us.
Yeah.
A lot. Okay,
I would try to pinch mine back, and then it would be weird. But
now that we have no man in the room, I do want to hear a little bit more so that guys can understand, like how women are. Okay, so if a guy was jealous and he came to you and said, "I don't want you doing this anymore," how would you respond to that? Is that
well, my job is very social, and so I kind of feel where you're coming from when you're saying that you talk to a lot of men. Like, I know a lot of men. I talk to a lot of men. I meet a lot of men. So I can imagine that situation may arise. I am pretty clear about boundaries, though, because I know my job is so social. But if my boyfriend came to me and was like, look, this is making me really uncomfortable that, you know, all these people are calling you or you're having to, like, I don't know. I would definitely try to see it from his side and see what we could do.
And how
or if I didn't really like him and it wasn't worth it, then
Really? Like, you would actually quit your job then?
No, I would break up.
No, she's saying aunt to him.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, like, I mean, it all depends on how worth it the relationship is.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's something huge to be said for someone asking you to be a different person.
Right.
Because I know, like, from Marnie, she's talked a lot about she uses her sexuality, not in, like, a promiscuous way, but in a way to express herself and to, you know, talk to people and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You explained it better.
Not like I'm, like...
Yeah, I'm trying to make
vagina.
That sound worse.
Let's have a conversation.
But you use the flirtatiousness, right?
And I love it. That's a part of me, and I absolutely love it.
Right. And so I know when you met your husband and like you were doing this job, it was hard. And I know for me doing stand up and being around men at first, it was really hard for my boyfriend. And I know I've really held back interacting with people. And I have a resentment toward my boyfriend that I don't think I'll ever lose because of that, because I think I'd be further along if I didn't have a boyfriend and was doing stand up. And I don't put pictures of him online because I don't want that to deter people from inviting me to doing shows and losing my appeal or something like that.
I use a fake boyfriend as a safety net whenever the flirtation's gone too far. I'm like, oh, my boyfriend.
Well, yeah. Once it comes down to actually something that extreme, then I'll say, oh, I have a boyfriend. Yeah. But up until that point, I won't show him at all. Mm-hmm. But I think it, you know, for him to say something like, I don't want you to do stand up because you're around too many guys, he would never say that. But if someone did say something like that, that would be an absolute no-no.
I just think that's also a sign of the fact that they don't really know who you are. And it's probably not going to work out in the long run anyway.
Right.
But that is jealousy popping up. And sometimes that jealousy overrides rational thinking. And listen, there is no right or wrong answer. You have to figure out what the strong value is for you as a person and what your boundary is. And whether or not it comes from a real place, and then you can decide whether or not the relationship is worth it. Can I let somebody pinch her nipples? Probably. I like the fact that she's like all these other things. I can let a nipple twist happen every once in a while. But I really wanted guys to hear the female perspective on situations like what Kristen's talking about, because just to paint a picture for men, I know for my industry, for Kristen's industry, not that you have to be single to succeed. Sometimes you get to further places if this sounds so horrible, but it is kind of true. Like, even that person who was like a Playboy model before, who was talking about like, oh, well, I wouldn't get these opportunities if I was taken. And I guess we're kind of saying the same thing. Like, I don't, sometimes in the past for work, I wouldn't bring up my boyfriend out of fear that I would lose out on an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Didn't mean that I was flirting and telling this person that they could sleep with me. I was still interacting in my mind, proper way of just talking and bantering and having fun, probably very little touching at all or leading on in that kind of capacity. But I didn't bring him up because I thought that as soon as I brought him up, that I would miss out on an opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think so it is hard.
Yeah.
It's
very
challenging. And so, like, I love what Sarah had to say about your boyfriend kind of understanding. And if that boyfriend doesn't understand, then he has to talk to her and get a better understanding and potentially see how hard it is for her about the things that she's struggling with and then talk through that.
Yeah, I think there's certain instances where if someone is walking up and grabbing your boobs, I think that's totally inappropriate.
Me too.
And he can be jealous. But then there are certain instances where if you're an independent person and you're going out and doing something and it makes him uncomfortable, then he has to look inward toward himself and figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
In himself that's making him
or maybe
insecure.
What is actually missing in the relationship that, you know, he's trying to like, oh, but
give it
but,
to me. Yeah. Give it to me.
Like what Absolutely. Is missing there? I mean, there's something missing there. If he's completely fulfilled, and the relationship is completely being taken care of. That might not be an issue.
And that I will be honest, that's what happened with our relationship later on down the road. Not something that was missing, but he had had girlfriends who had cheated on him in the past. So for him, those were signals that was going to happen.
Right. Yeah.
And as we got to know each other more and he understood my personality, talked to my friends, like he got it more and it wasn't an issue. And then I also shifted my behavior. I was really pissed off when we had this first argument because everything about him was perfect at that point. And the fact that he saw it so differently from me, and I kept thinking, he doesn't understand who I am. Mm-hmm. He doesn't understand who I am. Really bothered me and hurt me. And I talked to a lot of people about it and, you know, people who were older in relationships and they showed me how I can still be that me, but respect the boundaries of my relationship. So there was like a little bit of tweaking that happened. But, you know, I would have preferred him to say, like, I know who you are. I know who you are. And I know that that's not what your intention is. But he didn't know me at that point. And I wish that we had a better conversation about it up front rather than arguing about it and having to defend who I was and having him attack who I was. Because that put a real downer on our relationship for a couple of weeks. And I'm happy we worked through it and got to that more mature place. But yeah, those are my thoughts on jealousy. I'm glad that everybody was here to talk about it. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back to answer some questions for Overanalyze This.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. Do you know yourself? Like, really know yourself? Chances are you don't know as much about yourself as you think you do because we don't make great mirrors for our own self-reflection. We're like a funhouse mirror a lot of the time in our brains. We're seeing things distorted. We're not actually getting under the surface because we're stuck on a certain belief. When you work with BetterHelp, they connect you with a licensed therapist who can take you on a journey of self-discovery, which will lead you to figuring out why you're attracted to the type of woman that's horrible for you all the time, or why you take rejection in such an intense way. There's so many discoveries to be made. I've benefited from therapy. Listen to episodes from years ago, or I mean, two weeks ago, I don't know. When you're in therapy, you're always evolving. And without evolution, you're going to be stagnant and you don't want to be stagnant. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you wanted to be stagnant. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's done entirely online. It's convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AskWomen today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AskWomen.
If you listen to the Ask Women podcast, then you are already miles and miles and miles ahead of other men when it comes to attracting and getting the girls you want. But I must confess, there's one missing piece in the puzzle, and that's flirting, or the ability to ignite sexual chemistry with any girl you meet in a matter of minutes. Most guys suck at flirting. They can't flirt their way out of a paper bag. But as your personal wing girl, I can't let you be one of those guys. That's why I want to show you the most effective step-by-step formulaic approach to flirting with any girl you like. This formulaic approach has been tested on thousands of girls and has been proven to work like magic. Yes, magic. You just apply the formula and see results instantly, and it's that powerful. To find out everything about this flirting formula, all you have to do is go to winggirlmethod.com/flirty. I've made a special video for you where I reveal what this formula is all about. Go to winggirlmethod/flirty and you'll find out all about it.
Hey guys, so we're back and I kind of joined the show late because my luck is that of a dying person with cancer right at this point in my life. Things just don't seem to go great for me. But I'm here. I made it, but I don't really know what's going on.
Your hair is nice.
Thanks. I added blonde to my hair.
You did.
Good.
I think it looks
your
really
makeup
good.
Looks nice too.
Yeah. See, so there's, it are some things that are lucky and awesome about you.
Yeah. Except, can't put it to use because I can't get out of my parking spot. So
yeah. Kristen walked here.
She had a lot of time to do her makeup because she couldn't get out of her parking spot.
Yeah.
Sitting in my car staring.
Doing her hair.
I did, what show was it? The Great Love Debate podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
And
podcast one.
Yeah. It was weird being
I podcast
one. Everybody was so nice. Like, Rich is amazing. Everybody's really friendly. What was I going to say? But yeah, on the show, they were talking about the two hosts, Laurel, I forget what her last name is, and Brian Howe, who was on our show. They were talking about how they're both introverts. And Brian was talking about how, and this is just a tip for some introverts, because it could be a really great thing for you, or even an extrovert, because it could be a challenge for you. Every Sunday, he goes for a walk from the beach to the Coliseum in Los Angeles.
No.
Yes. And I was like, the Coliseum? And because that's like
what
20,
does that have to do with being an introvert or an extrovert? That's
because
like
he needs alone time. He's like, that's the only way that he can function for that next week.
Live in a house full of like eight people because I find a lot of alone time in my own apartment with the door shut,
with it locked, locking key.
That's what I would do too. But like, that's what he says. He's like to recharge, to actually do some thinking because he's around people so much and he's traveling so much. That's the only way that he can recharge himself and actually get some good thinking done.
Well, for people who don't live in the area, that's a very, very far walk.
It's a ridiculously far walk. That's like me walking to Chicago.
Yeah.
It's basically the same thing. But like, it's insane.
I don't feel like I would feel alone walking that walk either.
Yeah, a lot of people would bother me. Stimulation.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
I don't think it's a nice walk.
I don't either. It's kind of through the ghetto.
Yeah, and it's uphill. I mean, depending on what street it goes on, but yeah,
I don't think you can avoid this ghetto on those streets.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know that.
I mean, the ghetto is like every five blocks in Los Angeles. Right. So then it's like billion-dollar homes. But and I thought it was interesting. So just like something maybe that some people want to do to collect their thoughts and maybe get out there and interact with people is, you know, don't go on that far of a walk, but having a day where you have some alone time to recharge and then you can be set for the next week. I know. Maybe he's got a car
like an Uber or something.
Maybe he Ubers. Exactly. So I wanted to actually have a catch up with Sarah. Can you tell us about what's going on in your dating life? Are you any interesting stories for us?
I actually, on the way in here, I Facebook status update because that's really cool. Right. And I was like, I'm headed to Playboy Radio to talk about dating. Haven't been on a date in 2 months.
Oh, shit.
Well,
why?
Well, we're opening that new location. I'm going to go with the LA. I've been really busy excuse. I actually feel like every guy that I've ever dated in LA in the past 4 years, I'm too busy to date. I actually have a date tonight, though.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I do.
With?
Because I'm trying to, this month, I was so crazy last month. This month, I'm trying to make time for my friends because I've blown them off and like don't have any anymore. Wow. And so I've been on Tinder and the other ones too. And so this guy, we met on Tinder, whatever. We've talked a few times. And so he asked me for drinks and I made myself say yes. Because I really just want to go home and go to sleep after work.
Really?
I'm super antisocial lately. But I'm going to make myself go. And he was like, oh, we'll meet in West Hollywood. I'm like, okay, fine. Which I don't really want to meet in West Hollywood, but I'm going to do it. And then he was like, today, he was like, I just picked that place because it's, or West Hollywood because it's.
Because I'm gay.
But then he was like, I don't know West Hollywood very well. Do you know a place? And I was super annoyed.
Oh, that is annoying.
Because like.
You picked West Hollywood. Now stick to it.
Right. Like, and now you're going to make me pick the place.
That's really annoying.
Yeah. He was like, well, I could have said Studio City and made you drive to me. And I would have said, I could have canceled the date. But
this is a good start.
Yeah, we're off to a good start.
So what made you say yes in the first place?
Because I haven't been on a date in 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's nothing really that special about him that stuck out?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he? He's the only moderately. He's asked?
Oh my god! I hope he's not listening. Okay.
I hope he is.
I hope he is too. But I hope
it comes out in a few weeks, anyway, so it's all good.
I should have come.
He'll be out of your life before then. Yeah. Don't worry.
He's moderately attractive. He asked me out yesterday morning, and we're like texting or Tinder messaging. And I was like, you know, I actually said this. I was like, I haven't decided whether it's worth my time or not. Seriously. And he was like, well, let me know if you decide that it is. And I was like, okay, well, just like off our conversation that we've been having, you know, I don't think so.
Say yes to something else. Go out for coffee with a girlfriend.
But then we kept talking throughout the day and it turned into a normal conversation instead of feeling like some sort of weird conquest, which is like a lot of like men that I've met. Just I feel like such a conquest and I'm like automatically having to have my guard up. And then I'm like, get away from me. Get away. Go away. Go away. So it felt like a normal interaction. Like I could meet a cool human. He's a photographer and he's from New York. And so there started to be some interesting things to come out about his personality. So I said, absolutely. Let's go on the date.
How did he share those things with you? Because, okay. So for me, what I'm hearing is in the beginning, you were saying, yeah, I'm not really into this.
Well, in the beginning it was so, you could tell he had a mission. Because I think on my Tinder profile, I was like, are we not taking this thing seriously? How am I supposed to meet a nice boy or something like stupid on there? And so he immediately started in with, well, I'm not a nice boy, but I can introduce you to my friend, you know, something dumb. And so immediately
I have that lineup on my side.
Well, it didn't really work for him because then he like tried to ask me out like an hour later after we've been chatting. And I was like, no, I don't want to go out with you, but your friend is still waiting on that phone number. But then once we changed the subject or I changed the subject and started just talking about life or random things. And then he started responding and the conversation went into a human way instead of I am a hunter with my spear way.
He still got you to respond.
Yeah, he did.
But I'm saying in the beginning. So let's say he was a human in the beginning. Would you have responded?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you respond to everybody.
Depending on
my board at work?
No, I don't think she responds to everybody.
I don't respond to everybody, but... Yeah.
But so, at first you thought he was moderately attractive.
And like, he is attractive.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that
he's attractive.
Helps with and he's hearing tall. What he was about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he looks normal. Semi-normal.
Yeah. He's not a crazy person.
Not yet.
So how much were you actually talking back and forth before he asked you out?
Probably only about an hour and a half. He went in for the ask out, meet me for drinks tonight. And I said, I'm still debating whether this is going to be worth my time.
That's pretty ballsy to say.
It is what? Ballsy.
I'm if debating.
This is worth my time.
Yeah, I expected him to be a lot more pissed and not want to. And so then when he sort of reacted well, I was like, okay. And then when we started having a human conversation, then he like won me over. But last night we were talking and I didn't have drinks with him last night because I had a friend thing to do. And then I got stuck on the phone with Amazon, which I'm so mad at, and couldn't
go. You know how to call Amazon?
Yeah.
It's only taken me 4 days to figure it out. I don't suggest
she hasn't called anyone about her boyfriend.
What about Google? How do you get them on the phone?
Marnie goes to the front door.
That I do. They're not going to answer me. I'm going to go to their office and ask my question. I did.
She went to Google.
They opened their office around the block for me. I got super excited because I could get some freaking answers to these questions.
I just need a human. Yeah.
Yeah. And I asked at the door, how do I do
what did they say?
They gave me some instructions. I was like, can't I just come in and talk to somebody? They're like, no.
They just let a note under
you
the door.
You can't. I'm like, I'm going to leave a list of things here. You can email me back. You all know how to do that. I want answers. Anyway.
So funny. So anyway, I missed my friend thing, which I told him. I was like, it's a bummer. It was like 9:15. I was like, I missed my friend thing. I was still sweaty from the gym too, so which is why I didn't go. And he was like, oh, well, meet me for drinks tonight. And I said, nah. And he was like, it's too late for you. And I was like, actually it is, because it would be 10 p.m. to meet somebody for drinks. And yeah. I'm a little bit on a Puritan kick right now. And 10 p.m. is too late for a first date for
You're
me.
A tough cookie.
Yeah, that is too late for
me. It's too late
I don't
for
care.
First date.
You don't have to be a Puritan.
And so I was like, see, maybe I am too good girl for you. And he was like, oh, we'll see tonight. And I was like, ugh. Or we'll see you tomorrow night. And I was like, oh, here it goes. My guard up again.
Yeah, but he can at least already handle your kind of...
Yeah, like,
you have a little bit of a like
aggressive
dagger or something. And he can already kind of handle it. Which is a good sign.
Then he said, he was like, do you think I'm really going to try to sleep with you tonight? After that conversation we had earlier in the day, he was like, I was just joking. You know, let's just go and have fun. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, right,
so maybe
just
relax.
I'll relax. I can tell by the red on your neck. You need to relax.
That's interesting. Yeah. So why do you think that you are throwing those daggers out? Like, are you consciously trying to see how he'll react,
or are you speaking your truth? I think this is why, because I'm so tired of being just approached as a sexual object without a human attached to it. That the minute I'm approached as like a sexual object or a table, I'm like, and I just explode. I'm 0 to 60 real quick.
Okay. Yeah. Would you say other women are like that as well?
I'm sure there are. I don't think I'm the only one on the whole planet.
Yeah. Do you think if you got off Tinder that would lessen a little bit?
I'm approached as a sexual object in the real world too.
Yeah.
In Target. Yeah.
How come I'm not?
I don't know.
I'm approached as a
I'm not either.
It's like a.
It's all sad.
Rodent.
No.
Get out of my way.
Kick. Move it, lady.
Go back to under the aisles.
Yeah.
Go back to under the.
It is interesting. But you don't get out enough. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're out a lot.
I'm out a lot. Yeah.
You would get hit on a lot.
Yeah. My job's super social and I meet a lot of people. And a lot of people working at Equinox, people like want things from you because they think I can give out gym memberships.
Oh,
I can't.
Yeah.
And so it's like a constant
walk. I'm trying to get one out of you. Why do you think I'm inviting you back to the show?
Right, I know.
Ronnie's trying to sleep with you.
Hey, we're going to
Hell yes. Do you know how expensive Equinox is?
Yes. We're going to sign up Master P and get you a free.
Oh, yeah. He already said do it.
Yeah, he did.
Friends and family.
Yeah. I'm going to need that contact info. Thank you.
Master PP.
Yeah. Yep.
Or Master BP. No, but what about your other girlfriends? Who are they dating? Are they single?
One of my best girlfriends is single. She's a good deal younger than I am. So also kind of we're looking for two different things. So all of her men choices, she's like, oh, I met this guy. And she'll tell me about him. And I'm like this.
What does she say?
She's like 24 and she meets people on Tinder and she thinks it's really cool when she gets an Uber driver that'll smoke a joint with her.
Right.
And I'm like this. Ugh. And then what did y'all do? Then he asked you on a date. Like, that's not where I am in life. But that's like cool to her.
Right.
So we don't really see eye to eye, but we have fun together.
Right. Is it the Uber driver or the joint that turned you off?
The whole combo.
Who spend time with their Uber driver? I'm sorry.
I'm like, could you drive faster so I can get out of the car quicker?
I like some of my Uber drivers.
I do too.
Actually, all of my Uber drivers have always been really cool.
Yeah, I've exchanged a few phone numbers.
Really?
But not like dating material.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
God, they're Uber drivers.
They're Uber drivers.
No, who are making okay. extra income in they their spare time. Just positive.
No, I know. I've had a couple cute Uber drivers.
There are. Yeah. Okay, so tell me what else she's looking for. So she's looking for she's fun, looking for excitement. Fun.
Yeah, she goes between, I'm looking for fun and excitement to...
And a boyfriend.
Well, and she didn't do the boyfriend thing between, I don't have time. If it's not making me money, it's not worth it. Like this super hustler mentality.
Wow.
Yeah. So she swings okay. between the two.
And so the types other... of guys she's dating are...
Not dudes you'd bring home to mama.
Okay.
And... Actually, guys, I don't even want to hang out with.
Really?
Yeah.
And how do they communicate with her?
I don't know because I don't come around them.
Okay. So you don't even know like what they're writing to her. Like, is it like completely?
No. I think that it's very sexual. Okay. I think it's very sexual.
She seems
sexual.
To be open to that.
Yeah. And she is. Yes. She was seeing this guy and it was like, oh, this is going to be a great booty call. And then he treated her like a booty call and she got upset. And to me, I'm like this, duh.
But can you explain that a little bit more, though? Like, from a woman's point of view?
I think the real thing that pissed her off, he came over to her. They were going to watch House of Cards. She loves House of Cards. She went to go take a shower. He was doing something else. She came back. He started the episode without her.
Exactly. That's like that littering guy. Like, who does that shit?
Yeah. She'll, like, cook him dinner. They'll come over. He'll come over to watch the episode. She'll go do something. He'll start the episode without her.
That's weird.
And then expect sex. Oh, done.
Yeah.
So done.
There are weird things that guys do where they're normal, freak.
Yeah.
Normal, freak.
Yeah.
I remember, I mean, I was really young, really, really young, but I went to the prom with this kid who was super cute, really cool. He was from a different school. He was really fun. And I was like loving it. And then we went out to eat and he was driving home and he was tailgating these old people and flipping them off.
No.
And it was like, where did that come from? It's like almost like a mental disorder. Right. It's like you don't see it. And then it's like, so it's like normal, freak.
Yeah.
Like what? The actions don't line up.
Right. I think also, though, she was sending confusing messages about what she wanted. And if you want to be treated like a booty call with boundaries, you got to set some boundaries.
Yeah, but booty call is one thing, but starting an episode of a television show with like, that's another.
I mean, you can put your sexuality out there, but to start an episode, that's just rude.
It's rude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless it's a Friends episode, then half an hour, you can go
back
on
it. But this is something you need to
watch. Yeah, exactly. Well, then you got to rewatch it.
Unless she's a long shower.
I don't think
she's going for an hour.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm on loss now. We're going to watch this.
I think she wrapped up the shower because she heard the like theme music starting and she came out and she was like, what are you doing?
That's a loud.
And he was like, what?
Yeah. Like, first of all, turn the volume down in my apartment. Stop
I can hear this over the shower.
Episodes.
Yeah.
I actually do want to dive into the topic a little bit more of like younger. Because we talked about it at the beginning of the show of younger women putting their sexuality out there. Because you were saying this female friend of yours, and I'm sure that each of us have done something like this when we were younger. You flirt because it's kind of fun. You put sexuality out there because it's kind of fun. And then you do.
And then you get raped.
Yeah. And right. But is that always, from a female point of view, is that always our intention? Are we literally saying to this person, like, now you can have sex with me and treat me like a piece of meat? Or what is it that we're saying in those messages that we're sending to men?
We know anymore. Yeah. I don't think that we know.
But are we often saying you can treat me like a piece of meat?
I think women. I mean, I'm not saying women, but I think people enjoy attention, and it's a fun exchange, and it does something for your brain. You know, I don't think it always has to end in sex.
Is there a way for a guy to take in those messages and see that it's exciting and sexual and fun? But still get sex out of that scenario, but be respectful in the process. Like, how does he not go into the meat treating space? Like, what does that mean, being treated like a piece of meat? Like,
remember that it's a person in front of you, that it's someone's daughter. I mean, right. I don't know how you can implement that in your brain when you're in the process
of it. But what does that actually mean then, that like he just wanted to treat her like a booty call, or that, like, what does that mean?
Well, it's like, just only taking is happening. He comes over, he eats her food, he watches her TV, he gets her vagina, and then he pieces out and doesn't even wait for her to watch the episode. It's a complete disregard of her as a fellow human.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he wouldn't treat his friend that way.
Right. He would hold off on watching the episode. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. I want to dive deeper into this topic. Maybe we'll have like a whole episode about it so we can like crack it a little bit more. But I want to answer questions from readers, because we're like,
listeners.
or yeah,
you say readers a lot.
I know. I have lots of audience.
You do.
So I get very confused. Yeah. So these are our listeners. So for you people who are reading right now, stop listening. Yeah. But we like, just to make you feel good for a second, we're like 300 emails deep in emails that haven't been responded to. And now to make the listeners feel bad, we're 300 emails deep. Yeah. So stop emailing us. Okay. My name is Nick. I'm a 19-year-old guy in college. And my problem is girls flaking and canceling definitely set dates. I approach with confidence. And my problem is girls flaking and canceling definitely set dates. So they're canceling on plans that are...
On definite.
The girls like they've already been set. Yeah, okay. Yes, exactly. Like they're definitely canceling.
Yeah.
I approach with confidence, have no problem keeping a flirty conversation going and getting her number. After I get her number, I wait a few hours before texting her. My question is, what can I do to keep her from flaking on me and canceling last minute? This is a conversation I have with a girl I met the same day.
I don't know. We can't get our guests enough. Like,
I know exactly. Don't ask us. We don't know how to do it. You know what we could do? We could confirm. Did not confirm.
Yeah, they probably forget.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I put things in my calendar, especially if it's something that's going to get me free promos. I mean, anyway.
Well, with the girl, she's getting free dinner. Why is she flaking?
I don't know. Okay, do you want to come over here and read the text messages?
Oh,
exchange. Yeah. Oh, there's visuals.
Oh, there's visual.
Yes. Okay. So, who wants to come over here and
do an exchange?
Yeah, because like, yes, here, Christian, you're good at being a dude. Okay. So this is a conversation I had with a girl I met the same day I met her. Oh, Gabby SCC. Oh my God, that's her phone number too. Let's call her and see what happened. Okay.
Gabby, why'd you flake?
All right. So I'm going to do
a side star. Okay. Hey, you. It's Nick. I feel really gay right now.
Hey, you. It's Nick.
Transgender.
We know the problem. That's what you were doing.
All right. Hey, you. It's Nick. Cause any trouble after I left?
Hi. Smiley face and sign. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
She's a fucking idiot. Nope. I'm actually still here trying not to fall asleep. Ha ha.
Really? LOL. Hopefully you don't run out of moral support for your friend.
Told her I was cranky from being hungry. The sport is wearing extremely thin as the minutes go by.
Hang in there. Hey, we should hang out sometime. What's your schedule like?
Not crazy now. I'm off Tuesdays and Thursdays and Sundays.
Exclamation point. Well, I'm free on Thursday. Question, what is your favorite food? That's not good.
No. I'm not this Thursday, though.
LMAO, that's laughing my ass off.
Oh, why? This is not funny.
It wasn't funny.
screw you. Who cares about Gabby SCCC? She sucks. I'm not this Thursday, though. Laughing my ass off. Probably should have said something. Oh, then it cut off.
Cool. How about this Sunday? I know this great Spanish place in Islip. Did I say that?
Sure. Islip. Smiley face. What Spanish place?
It's called Pollo Murillo. How about this Sunday around 6?
Sure. Sounds good.
Great. I'll see you at Pollo Mario this Sunday at 6.
Smiley face. Then, Wednesday. I mean, she's not, like, Wednesday, that's pretty good. Hey, something came up this Sunday with my family. Is it cool to rain check? And then that was pretty much it. So basically, she flaked on him. I mean, she didn't do it on Sunday.
She did it on Wednesday.
She did it on Wednesday. She gave enough time. Okay, so basically his question is...
How to get girls not to.
Why are they not?
Yeah, why are they flaking? Because you're freaking boring. These are horrible texts. Well,
yeah, that exchange was
she got a better
really,
offer.
Really uptight and really planned. Yeah. Like, hey, let me ask you a question. What's your favorite food?
Yeah.
That is what it sounds like. It
Just
is.
Be like, hey, do you like Spanish food? Because I know a really cool Spanish place. You don't have to be so contrived. That was really contrived.
He shouldn't have asked her out so soon. He shouldn't have.
Okay. Well, he should have let that, you're having like a 3-hour conversation with somebody before.
Yeah. He should have let her want it more. He should have just checked in with her, said what's up, see what's going on with work, and then put her ass on ice. Put her on ice for like 3 days. And then on Wednesday, hey, it's Nick. What are you doing on Sunday? Would you like to go to dinner?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And I think asking what your schedule's like and kind of knowing much. it's too daunting sounding. It's not fun and light and easy.
It's too many steps.
Yeah. It just sounds kind of heavy.
Yeah.
What's your If you're having to ask me all those questions, that means I'm not giving you those answers, and that means I'm not interested.
Okay. Yeah. But he is keeping the flow going, right?
Like, he was
kind of what you were doing with that other guy. And he's not being fazed by her lack of response. He's still going for it.
Yeah.
But he did get a positive response.
He did try, but it was trying too hard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's good feedback. I know that's hard to like re-say what you said, but I love like that flow of conversation. Okay, so like keep it on ice. I loved everything. Can you repeat that?
Oh, I think I said that just the first like interaction, all that stuff was good. But before he went into all the interviewee stuff, like, when are you going to eat for dinner? All that stuff. Just like, okay, have a great night at work. Don't talk to her for 3 days. On the third day, hey, it's Nick. I would really love to take you to dinner. What are you doing on Sunday?
L-A-M-O. Yeah.
And no L-M-A. She said that. And please, people, if you're not saying anything that's actually funny, stop using LOL. Stop using L-M-A-O. Whatever it is, stop using ha-ha. Just say something fucking funny and then use that phrase.
Exactly. Then you can use things. Because that's the thing. Please. I'm like, what's so funny about it?
You know, one thing that I recently learned that's related to this, do you know people in LA do fake plans now? Do you know this is a thing?
Ghosting?
No, different than ghosting. Ghosting is when you disappear. Okay, people make fake plans.
Oh, I do that all the time.
What are fake plans?
I don't make fake plans. I got very uncomfortable with fake
plans at first.
In the dating thing, like, I was starting to talk to this guy and we made plans to like have drinks one night or whatever. So the night rolls around. Are we still on? Okay, you got this going on. You got that going on. Okay, let's reschedule for this night. So we rescheduled. Then when we finally went to dinner, we had a great time. And I was like, oh yeah, we couldn't make it work on Wednesday. And he was like, oh, well, those were fake plans anyway. And I was like,
what?
No. When I like actually said yes to Wednesday, I thought we were meeting on Wednesday. When we talked on Wednesday and something came up and we decided to reschedule, no big deal. But what's this fake plans? He was like, oh, yeah, we make them all the time. Guys make fake plans all the time. Plans we make just to see if you'll say yes, we have no intention of keeping.
Yeah.
Really?
Ew.
I mean, it's interesting.
Wow. It's
interesting.
It's like testing the water. It's the male version of testing.
Yeah. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, but that's interesting.
So the result.
It's getting a gauge on you.
So they're trying to see if you're willing to go. You say no, and they want to see if you're attached or like willing enough to continue on to say yes again. Is that the whole point of
what the point of fake plans are?
I'm sure if I dig deep, I can find the exact pickup artist who gave that advice. Very stupid advice. Okay, I want to ask one more question. I hope you had a fulfilling weekend. I feel like you have touched on this topic before, but I wanted to check in for clarification. Here's a brief backstory to provide context to my question. I had an amazing second. Tell me if I've read this one. Okay. I have had an amazing second date with this girl this past Saturday. We went out to get tacos for lunch, went to a day party concert at her school, then out to eat again later that night. It was a blast. Fun stuff us college kids do.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like a blast from your ass.
We had tacos and then ate again.
She was very affectionate that night, making me believe the date was going well. I feel I had done everything right. Because when I dropped her off back to her dorm, we shared a kiss. That doesn't mean you did anything right. But and before I got home, she asked if I made it home safe. We text a tiny bit after that, but not much because it was super late. My question after spewing all this stuff is, how long do I wait to follow? Oh, this is interesting. You kind of just answered it before. How long do I wait to follow up? Like I said, everything felt great, but I don't want to be that pushy guy who calls the next day because that's not in my blood. But I also don't want to wait till forever, making her think I'm a player. My instinct is to call on Tuesday after we both get out of class and just have a conversation. We're both college students who attend different colleges, so I don't know if the rules differ from other cities. If you are free to share any of your expertise, I would deeply appreciate it. I understand if you are pressed for time and have many clients to get. So we completely understand if you can't respond to this message. Thanks for taking the time to read this message. Looking forward to the many.
Okay,
maybe you should hold off on writing to this girl.
Wrap it up.
Okay, so
they went out on Saturday.
Does he say when it was? Yeah, second date with this girl was past Saturday.
Okay,
I like the Tuesday follow up.
Yeah, I think Tuesday follow up is good.
I don't see anything wrong with Monday night either.
Yeah, I think it's fine. You're on your second date already, so it's like it's kind of advanced at that point. It's not like you just met this girl, you got her number, and then you're kind of trying to play it cool a little bit. I think it's fine to do it on Monday as well.
Monday or Tuesday.
And then so on Monday or Tuesday, what is the text about? Like, when are we going to see each other again, or is it just a check-in?
I think it's when do we see each other again.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would appreciate. How was your day? Check-in and set up the next date.
Okay.
Because if you kind of talk to someone just saying, hey, they may say, oh, like what, you know, you're now putting the pressure on me to do the finding of the topic. I hate that.
Yeah.
And so I think a call to action is more.
Okay.
More
or
successful.
Even something that like you do want to chat about first.
Yeah. I mean, you can call back
ask out
to
on
a conversation.
Wednesday. I like the Wednesday thing. Like as you progress and you start dating more, I think you can solidify plans further in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have to evaluate the dynamic of where the two of you are. But one of you said it before. It's about like, you want them to, you want the other person to invest further in you. And if you're, I'm trying to like make a stock analogy, but if you're like a penny stock, like, and you're just so easy to just dump money into, then it's, you know, you just sort of like put money in then you forget about it. You want to be seen as a big investment that mm-hmm. like, it's kind of risky to lose out on. So you have to be watching that investment all the time. So I think Monday or Tuesday is fine. And then you can ask for a date on Wednesday and then hopefully go out again the next week. One final question, because it's really short. Oh, no. Okay, we got to wrap it up. So never mind. Screw you, ZC.
Next time.
We'll get to you next time. Anybody who wants to write into overanalyze this, please write into ask@askwomanpodcast.com. I want to thank Miss Master P for being on our show.
Master PP.
He very confusing mixed messages. Wishy-washy Master P. That's what he was.
But he was very firm on no nipple.
Yeah, no nipples with
girl. Don't do it. And I would not be allowed to bring my ex-boyfriend friend by his house.
Yeah, that was clear on what his rules were. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, he was very firm on his boundary. Other mm-hmm. stuff, he was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah, thank you for being back on the show with your awesome boots.
Thanks.
I love them. But tell people how to get me a free membership at Equinox.
Join Equinox Hollywood, where you just opened. Well, we're opening, projected opening late summer, early fall. But yes, we have just moved into the neighborhood and started signing people up. And it's a good time to join because it's a lot less expensive.
Yeah.
If you join before it opens.
That's why I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And our other guest, Kristen.
Hey.
Thanks for having me today. Oh, you're welcome. You're a lovely guest. Where can people find out about you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter @KristenCarney. And thank you to everyone who donated to my Indiegogo campaign for my short film. And I'll stop talking about it. But I reached my goal.
Yay.
I exceeded it by $50.
See, there's your luck.
Yeah, except the problem is that I didn't realize. No, well, they Indiegogo, they take like 5% or something like that.
I was going to say 50%.
No, like, no, no, no. So I leave with like, so I ask for 2,500, so I get like 23 something. So I mean, I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, but now I don't want to go. Well, actually, I need another order of Tufted guys.
We got to pay Indiegogo.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. I probably should have read the fine print, but we got to go.
So when are you going to start filming?
I don't know, soon.
Okay. All right. Well, tune in next week. Go download new episodes of the Ask Women podcast. They come out every Thursday at 5 p.m. Sometimes they're up there, sometimes they're not. But for sure on Friday, by the time you go there, it'll be there. Go subscribe. Make sure you don't have to manually download. It's a pain in the ass. Again, write into ask@askwomenpodcast.com and hopefully we'll answer your question for Overanalyze This. You guys are awesome. We'll see you next week.